You don't have to control everything. We all want the best for our children. We want them to succeed, be good athletes, good students, be popular, be educated. But sometimes we try too hard to control them, and it leads to constant struggles. It often helps to take a step back and look at what is driving your need to control. So start by sitting comfortably, tuning into your body, giving yourself a moment or two just to stop. Notice where you might be holding stress in your body. What are you feeling? Exhausted, pressure to be always on, are you wanting a vacation from parenting? Just be aware of what you're feeling. Now get in touch with what you think your kids should be. You may want to reflect on the times that you've wanted things done your way, and maybe even insisted that things be done your way. When have you felt that your child was not good enough? That he or she needed to be fixed? That you wanted him or her to be different? See what emotions you're in touch with. Maybe fear, some anxiety, worry, sadness. See what you're noticing in your body. Now ask yourself, what would it be like to stop fighting this fight? To put the gloves down? Even just for a moment or two. To rest. To listen to your child. to deeply listen to yourself. For the next moment, just let yourself be. There's nothing you need to do right now. Take in the stillness. See if you can bring some tenderness to this struggle. Try to see your behavior and your child's with compassion, with gentleness. What if, even just for a minute, you can let go of micromanaging your child? Letting things be as they are. Take a pause from fighting with reality. Stop. Rest. Breathe. And when you're ready to return to your day, see if you can continue to see yourself and your child through the eyes of compassion.